come to church every day and I get out of church. I kneel down every day under my beside my bed and I say I'm making prayers. And I always end up by saying I'm in the presence of the Lord. There is something about God's presence we don't know. Something about that presence. What was Gabriel boasting about? What is the presence? Huh? Every man that saw Jesus died. Every single man in the Bible that saw Jesus died. God has not released himself to the church because his mercies endure forever. If God visits the church, he will consume the church. Be very careful. He's not your mate. People don't know Jesus. Say, give him a wiper. Say, that old man upstairs. Say, my brother. I'm not saying he's not your brother. But boy, be careful. It's treacherous terrain. It's a land flowing with milk and honey, but it devours its own inhabitants. It doesn't, not strangers, his own inhabitants. What's in the presence? What was Gabriel talking about? That I stand in the presence of God. I brought you good news and you dare doubt me? Adam said, we heard your voice and we fled from your presence because we were naked. What was Adam clothed with before this time? Adam sowed fig leaves, him and his wife. That's the beginning of religion. From that day up till today, the fig leaves still rule. That was why Jesus cursed the fig on his way to Jerusalem to consecrate a new and a living way. Adam was clothed with something, sir. Because immediately he ran from his presence, he said, I was naked. When John saw Jesus on the Isle of Patmos, he said he was clothed from his neck down in a white robe. His eyes were like flames of fire. His feet was like brass that burns in a furnace. He didn't say it's already purified and kept. No, it is still undergoing purification. Let me tell you what happens in the presence of God. Then you begin to understand. These are they who go on a pilgrimage. They pass through the valley of Baca and they turn them into pools of water. And the rain of the Spirit fills up those places. Each one of them appeareth in Zion before God. What happens to them? They go from strength to everyone that appeareth before God where? In Zion. You can't be in the presence of God and not enjoy revival. Gabriel was talking about a place, the presence. The place where the Son of God is an impossible place. The pedestal where you are is an impossible, at least the place you are called to. Peter says we are called to glory and excellence. It's a place. Father, we give you praise and we bless your holy name. It's a privilege to be numbered in you. It's an honor, a rare one, to be accounted in you. We give you praise and we bless you. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, your name alone shall be praised. Show us the place of the Son of God. Show us the place of the Son of God. Show us the the place of the Son of God, that inheritance that you have carved out and kept for us, so that we will never fall short of the glory of God again. Help us and grant us grace this evening, enabling grace to venture into God. Blessed be your name. You are our Father. We are not afraid to call you our Father. We are not afraid to think we are your sons. Thank you, Jesus. We didn't know you, we confess. Tonight we are here to know you just a little bit more, because that will move us closer to our destination. Thank you. In Jesus' name. Without much ado, I'd like to welcome my friends. Hallelujah.
I will sing of the mercies of the Lord. Sing.